It's 8:13. We're 13 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Wednesday edition of Bill and Joel. Thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, one of our focuses here is good health. And we've talked about several health issues already this morning. But we're going to focus right now on some male health issues, as we like to do periodically, with our next guest, one of our resident experts. We're talking about male incontinence today.
Dr. Brent, nice to have you back with us today.
Thank you, guys. Good morning.
All right. Well, let's, where do we start here? I mean, are there several different reasons that you might go through this? A guy might go through this?
Right. Well, male urinary incontinence affects about 3.4 million people. The biggest concept to understand is not part of the normal aging process. And it is something that men tend to be embarrassed about, but there are really good treatment options that people can use to manage these, if not cure it altogether.
It's not just age, though, right?
No, it's not. It can occur in men who are younger. A lot of those are either overactive bladder or what we call urge incontinence. That's one of the classifications. Again, muscle weakness, people with spinal cord injuries, spina bifida, Parkinson's that get at an early age can have the urinary incontinence.
All right, so what are some of the causes, Dr. Brent?
Well, mainly, one of the biggest things you want to rule out that's real easy is urinary tract infection. And a lot of us men don't realize that we can actually have those also. It is uncommon, but it is something that happens. Most men associate it with prostate. Either they have an enlarged prostate, they have had treatment for prostate cancer, either surgery or radiation. They have treatment for their enlarged prostate, what's called a TURP or a green light procedure. But all those things can result in the incontinence.
And, of course, I would assume that there are several different ways to treat depending on which one it is.
There are. We mainly classify these as stress urinary incontinence. That's whenever some movement or motion or maneuver caused the leakage, such as coughing and sneezing. There's urge incontinence. That's the sudden urge to urinate, but you don't quite get there. And then in men, especially, can get what's called overflow incontinence. And depending on what kind it is what we end up treating. They can treat with just simple fluid management, what they eat, behavioral modifications, as we call it. Physical therapy or biofeedback works really, really well for men, especially those who've had prostate cancer, and we've discussed that before on the show. There are surgical options, obviously. These tend to be what most men recognize as a male sling, or there's a artificial urinary sphincter. This is a device that actually controls the sphincter or helps control it or augment it to keep the incontinence away.
Is this information... Because I'll be honest with you, I don't know very much about this. I'm learning here today, learning a lot. Would I be in the majority then?
Well, you would be in the majority as far as being dry. If you had male incontinence, then most of those would be related to your prostate, which as you get older, and I know you've had maybe just a couple birthdays, you end up beginning to get these symptoms.
That wasn't the direction I was going, Dr. Brent. Thanks, I appreciate that.
That's good information,
always
though.
Always honesty for me, guys.
Yeah, that's too much honesty. Isn't that a private record or something there? You can't
really
say that.
No, he didn't violate HIPAA there. He didn't violate HIPAA.
I'm just
going to
see.
You're not in the same room.
What I meant was is that, most guys don't think about this until it is time to think about this. In other words, does it behoove us to get information and know about this just to be prepared?
Well, as you can tell, I'm a little slow. You're right.
Most you're ahead. I think actually you're ahead, Dr. Brent.
Most men do ignore that. That's our problem, and what ends up in resulting in a lot of more problems for us as guys. And I think that's why it's so important. And thank you guys for helping men to understand that. You just need to seek the attention of your primary care, your urologist. Let them know this is going on. Like I said, when it begins or you begin to get the symptoms that almost always precede the incontinence, that's usually when we can intervene, and it's a lot better in a preventive mode than it is a treatment mode.
Gotcha. All right. Well, listen, like I'm saying, I'm learning a lot and have learned a lot from you as well. So we do appreciate that. Thank you very much. Dr. Brent, hope you have a good day. Stay cool, my friend. All right.
Y'all have a great day. Thank you.